Shalom to the Holy Chevra, who are being Mekadesh each and every one of their days of vacation with some beautiful Torah learning. And let's see if we can get a vort on our Parsha and Parshas B'Shalach just about Torah learning during vacation. Because I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but you know, during those times, whether it's leading up, maybe a time of graduation or over a week of Chagim, and you spend a lot of time with some people, maybe it's your family, maybe it's your friends, but you have a lot of time together, and then the next day you're alone. Maybe the chevra's gone to camp, and that every morning you're used to waking up with your friends around and breakfast is with everybody, and then one day you're just alone. The next day you're all by yourself. And I remember experiencing that growing up, Baruch Hashem. Once you have an Ishas Chayil, once you have children, you're never alone. It's Hashem. But I remember that feeling of being alone, of like, where is everyone? What's going on here? And it's very, very hard to go from that intense experience of being surrounded by people you love, people who are making you better, people you appreciate, to being all by yourself. And when we look at Bnei Yisrael in our Parsha, we see something very confusing taking place. Because they leave Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu has been with them, they're feeling and seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu, they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu Rashiv Chal Hayam more than Yechezkel ben Buzi saw at Kriyas Yamsuf. And in the end of the fourth Aliyah, almost immediately after Kadosh Baruch Hu has taken care of everything for the past year of their lives, they start freaking out. Oh my gosh, we don't have any water. And Vayalonu Ha'ama Moshev Lemor Manishteh. And in Tezvav Chav Talin, they're yelling at Moshe Rabbeinu Vayitzak El Hashem, and they start calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pasuk Chav Hey, where are we to get water from? Amiso, what are you freaking out about? What are you so worried about? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. He didn't take you to the desert so you could die. He didn't create all these miracles for the past year and then just leave you hanging. Where's the Havamin? Where's the thought process that God would leave you hanging? Why is Bnei Yisrael freaking out? So I heard from the assistant principal, from the head of Limud HaKodesh in yeshiva in the five towns called DRS. Some of my talmidim might have heard of it. From Rabbi Eli Storch, one of my rabbeim. He brought a mashal. He says that when you have a little kid who feels like his parents aren't paying attention to him, they're not taking care of him the way that he wants them to, then even if he didn't actually hurt his leg, he might pretend like he hurt his leg. He might pretend that he has a boo-boo. Because what happens when a kid has a boo-boo? What happens when a kid hurts his leg? Parents come running over and they say, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay? What's going on? Sometimes the kid just wants attention. And they're going to fake the injury. And suggested by Storch, maybe Bnei Yisrael are quote-unquote faking an injury. They're freaking out about something. Not because they're really so worried. Not because they have a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because they want more of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they're feeling the lack of, we've been so close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've had miracles every single day. And now I don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now I don't feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so I'm going to scream out. I'm going to freak out just to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu's attention. And if we pay attention to the Rashi of Sham Lechol Kumishpat, he actually tells us, well, how does a Kadosh Baruch Hu fix it? Yes, he makes the water sweet. But Rashi doesn't focus on that. Rashi focuses on the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them Torah, gives them Parshios of Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. Why? Torah Sheis Askubahem, so that they can learn Torah. During this time where we're away from yeshiva, where maybe, chas v'shalom, someone might feel, I'm not as close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu as I was during the year. I'm not as close to my chevra, I'm not as close to my rebbeim as I've been throughout the year. I am to some extent alone, even though I'm probably in Florida with like half the Jewish world. But maybe I feel a little bit alone. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the Eitzah. Rashi gives us the Eitzah in our Parsha. That Sham Sam Lo Koku Mishpat, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, Sheis Asku Behem. If you want to feel connected to Torah, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to your rebbeim, to your friends from the Skokie Yeshiva, all you need to do is learn Torah, which is precisely what all of you are doing. So, Yasher Koach, have a wonderful Shabbos. Shkoyach to Rabbi Goldman for making this happen.